I still I ran full time, but.
Alrighty, we'll get started with our post-race media availabilities here for the 28th annual Overton's 200 here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. We're now joined by third place finisher William Byron, driver of the number 9 Exalta Peerless Chevrolet. William, can you talk about your race and your finish here today?
Sorry. Yeah, it was good. I felt like we maximized the day. I thought we made good adjustments on the pit stops. The right sides were good for our race car and kind of made us get up there and be able to compete with those guys. So I feel like our team keeps improving over the race. I feel like we continue to get better, and that's a really good quality. So hopefully we can keep that going throughout the month of July and hopefully bring that into the playoffs.
Outstanding. With that, we'll open it up for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll go in the back to Dan first.
Dan Gelson, the Associated Press. Hey, William, another strong run. Do you have your eye on the one or possibly two openings at Hendrick next year? And do you feel like you are ready to take one of those seats?
I mean, I have no idea, but I think it's just good to be running like this and feels really good for our team. And it's cool to have Mr. Hendrick out here supporting us and everyone at JRM. So it's neat. It's been a good couple weeks. I think we've, you know, finished in the top 10 the last 6 weeks or something like that. So it's really something to be proud of. And I feel like we're able to build on that and hopefully take it to Indy and keep progressing.
We are now joined by second place finisher in today's race, Ryan Preece, driver of the number 20 Mohawk Northeast Incorporated Toyota. Ryan, your best NASCAR Xfinity Series finish, busy weekend for you. Can you just talk about, you know, what it means to get a second place finish here today?
Well, where can I start? You know, obviously the two-tire strategy got us some time ahead of William and gave us some distance. So that's really what helped us get the second place finish. But a lot of laps. It was great. And what I really want to say is this one's for all the short track guys out there that work week in, week out in their race shops, getting ready to go on Friday nights, Saturday nights. That's what I do on my weekly grind. And Monday morning, I'm going to go back to work on my modified race on Friday. So it means a lot to do it at this stage to prove to people that I feel like I belong to be here. And, you know, I would only get better with more seat time.
Outstanding. With that, we'll open up for questions for both of these guys. If you have questions for either one, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. Question for either one. Right here in the middle.
Terrell Covium with the Portsmouth Herald. Ryan, how much better could this weekend? Well, probably about two spots better, right? How much, you know, how do you feel after this weekend and not just putting on a show today, but all weekend long?
Well, I like to win races. Sean Kershane sitting back there knows that. But, you know, you really can't complain if you get 2 seconds and a win in a weekend. That's about as good as you possibly can get unless you win. And to win today was going to take beating Kyle Busch. And I watch him win a lot of races in the Xfinity Series sitting on my couch at home. So to be able to finish second to him today was a great accomplishment and something to build on. But Iowa's the next task, next goal. I got to do as much as I can to prepare for there so we can have another solid finish.
Anything additional for William or Ryan? Yep, we'll go here in the middle again.
I'm just wondering, do all the laps that you have here in a modified, I know the cars are very different, but how much do you feel like that helped prepare you to be successful today or did it?
To be honest with you, I'd say quite a bit, but at a certain point when the tires start wearing, you got to start searching for grip. And the VHT definitely wore off. There on the outside, it was gone, I think. I never really tried to go back up there because I didn't want to lose too much time. There was some on the bottom, which helped for left rear drive, but it was all strategically how you loaded the right front getting in. And I'd say, yeah, you know, I would. I do kind of have an advantage. But Iowa, you know, it's something I've always done is search for grip when I don't have it. So I'm not afraid to go to the inside or the outside or cut across the apron or whatever I need to do to find that grip.
Right here.
Paul Embert, Short Track Scene. Ryan, you raced in the Modifieds, and you raced in the Xfinity Series. How much of a drop-off in grip was there in between the two races?
I fought the same thing in the Modified that I did the Xfinity car. The VHT was more of a factor in the Modified. It was causing to shred the tire. But here today, something I need to work on and get feedback from is I don't know if I'm overdriving it and building the right front air pressure too quick, because the car seems to be really neutral, and then it tends to get around the snugger side. So I'm going to get some feedback from Chris, my crew chief, hopefully from Toyota and Joe Gibbs, to see something that I can make better in the future to help that and help me. But other than that, you know, that's really it.
Anything additional for William Byron or Ryan Preece? Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.